What happens when the host of a Meriton Family Show opens the mic to his own family for a no-holds-barred Q&A? Well, you get the Family Time Q&A Podcast, a podcast about family living with actual family members talking with each other. Join us as we tackle issues, have fun, and share memories to help you build a marriage and family that leaves a legacy.
Welcome to episode 52. I'm your host, Emma, from Beauty XOXO Dance from YouTube, and today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at realjerrydugan.com/audible. Over 150,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. Wow, I messed that up.
Well, we can't redo it because this is an unedited show. We don't edit this part of the show. I guess that's what I should say.
Yeah.
So once we hit record, this is all raw, and then I just put in the intro and the outro afterwards.
And that's the only editing that's done.
The only editing.
So,
I mean, Emma right now could pass gas, and we don't cut that out. We leave that in. Or she might belch.
Like that.
Yeah. So, hey, for those who are new to the show, this is Jerry from TheRealJerryDugan.com, and you're listening to Family Time Q&A Podcast. So, later on in this episode, what we're going to do is we're going to ask each other a question. We've taken the time to prepare that question, but the person being asked the question has no idea what it's going to be. So, you're going to hear a real, unscripted, unedited response from the other person.
You didn't say candid. Yay!
I know, but you just did.
Nah. I was giving an example. Okay. It wasn't really an example. But.
Yeah, and this is my daughter Emma, and she
have
the YouTube channel Beauty XOXO Dance. Yes, and you actually just read that script for Audible.com better than I have. Mommy says I'm too robotic or something.
You are like this. Welcome to episode 52. I am your host, Jerry, from the
RealJerryDugan.com. Okay, so... Before we dive in, I do want to do a quick shout out because I do research what other dad podcasts are out there, what other marriage podcast conferences. I've got Weekend Remember Conference on my mind right now. But there is a podcast out there. It only has 6 episodes to it, and it's been around since the end of last year, 2014, and it's just caught my attention. And it's called, I don't know if I've told you the title.
I think you have, but I forgot it.
Daddy Daughter Podcast. And it is run by a guy named Jeff Small. And
do you know him?
Not personally, no, but I heard the podcast. And then his daughter, Abby, she's 9 years old now, but the first episode I heard, she was an 8-year-old. And they are so adorable. Their dynamic actually reminds me of us, the way we would have been if we were doing this podcast 3 years ago. Just the way she talks reminds me of you. The conversations they have, it's about stuff that they're quirky about. Just how, like, you and I have our things that we're quirky about. So, anyway, I like their show. If you're on iTunes, if you listen to podcasts on iTunes or on Stitcher. Look up Daddy Daughter Podcast. It's worth listening to. They're really cute. Jeff says that they only record when Abby does something good. So, when she's doing well in school, if she's behaving well, it's a reward thing. So, Abby... Come on, 6 episodes? Pick up the game here. We got to hear more. You guys are really cute together. So, you can follow them on Twitter at Daddy Podcast. All right. So, Emma, tell us what you've been up to.
Today we went to a bridal shower, and it was like a brunch and bubbly. They had like juice, and they had champagne, and you could put it in the juice. Of course, I didn't drink the champagne because I'm 11 and I'm a good girl and I'm not against the law, and so I just had pineapple juice and it was really good. I had like 6 like glasses. They had like champagne glasses, but mine only had pineapple.
That's a lot
juice.
Of sugar there.
It is.
Is that why you're so hyper?
Probably. Yep.
So that's not just, I mean, I know you're usually quirky and energetic anyway, but you're like my level of after church giddiness.
I just licked you.
You did. I mean, okay. All right. I was trying to play it off, but
the splitter matches the headset.
Yeah, I said that like half an hour ago.
No, I just want to say it on the podcast.
Oh, okay. So we got an audio splitter so we can both hear the monitoring on the recording here. So
yep.
It's really neat. And if you listen to episode 51, Jacob was 50. we were trying something called Voice Meter, which is a software that allows you to plug in two USB microphones, and then it's supposed to match them up and do an output as if it's only one microphone. After what, 4 or 5 tries? Because you and I tried it out, and every time it failed. And then Jacob really? Insisted that we use it last episode, and we actually had to stop recording and take it off Voice Meter, and then just go to the Samson mic, which we're using right now. But it was funny because Jacob was able to hear himself for the first time ever. So as a monitoring type thing, he's
but able he to... hears him like on his turtle beaches though.
Yeah, but the problem with our computer is it's a bit old, so. The further along we were going in the episode, the more of a delay that was happening between us speaking and then hearing it back in the monitors, especially on the Logitech headset that he was using. So by about 7 or 8 minutes into the show, there's such a delay that Jacob's talking like this. So if you were to... He sounded like Dory from Finding Nemo. It was so funny. I was like trying not to laugh at him because I wanted to see how long he would... I wanted to see if he would push through it, or if he didn't, I wanted to see how long he would just keep doing it. And apparently he did it until we called it quits on Voice Meter and switched over to just one mic. Anyway, I just thought I'd share that.
Cool.
Yeah, all because we got a splitter now and we can both hear the monitoring off the microphone directly.
And so. I feel more professional. Like, the more equipment we get, I feel more professional.
Yeah. Wait till we get a mixer and a second mic and another pop filter.
Oh. Why would you need another pop filter? Oh, for the second mic.
Yeah, so the second person isn't all like... Pop, pop, pop. Pop, pop, pop. That's why we have a pop filter.
Pop. Pop. That's with the pop filter. Pop. And this is without the pop filter. So, much better.
All right, we won't do that to you anymore. Sorry.
No, I'm not.
Okay, so we already did a shout-out. I wanted to do a shout-out to Daddy Daughter Podcast. and then we did our shout-out to the sponsor, Audible. We got an Audible sponsor. That's really cool. And, oh, cool thing. Don't – stop trying to lick me. Ew. we've actually had over 200 people download in the last month a free copy of – the Audible version of Strength Revisited. That was the TEDx Corpus Christi talk that I expanded into an audiobook. Actually, I expanded it to an ebook, and then I expanded it into an audiobook. And it talks about taking a new look at how we define strength in manhood. So what does it take to be a strong man in the 21st century? That's what I talk about in Strength Revisited. So if you're interested in that free audio, there's no strings attached. You don't have to give me your email address. But if you do like what you hear and you want to hear more of it, while this little girl is writing on my hand with a marker right now, you just, after this episode, you go to therealjerrydugan.com/strengthrevisited, and it'll start the download for you. So if you're ready to hear that download, then go to therealjerrydugan.com/strengthrevisited. It'll start that download. Again, no strings attached. I get a little tick mark that shows me somebody downloaded, but I have no idea who did it. All right. Emma is writing something on my hand, and I haven't had... Wait, you are the best dad ever. I heart you. Smiley face, smile. Oh, Emma. That's why you're my favorite daughter.
Because I write on your thumb.
You write the coolest messages on my thumb.
You now, have to take a picture of it and put it in.
Now, Jacob insists I call him my favorite little girl, but you're my favorite daughter.
I'm sure okay. He's going to appreciate you putting that in the podcast.
I think we actually have it on an episode somewhere where I said, you're my favorite son. He was like, oh, I'm like, all right, you're my favorite little girl. He goes, yeah. for hyper-masculine Jacob, it's really cool to hear him say that's that from sweet. Time to time.
I love these earbuds. Wow. I might just steal them from you.
No, I just got those today.
Those are really cool.
I know they are. Well, maybe you got a birthday coming up, maybe.
Yeah, that's in like 2 months.
And it might be in a color you like. Who knows?
Like pink or pink, purple.
Purple. All right. Hey, in episode 51, I showed a resource to Jacob. And since you're 11 and you do have a crush, I'm not going to say his name, but you do have a crush. And then you have some friends who are actually boy crazy, even though 11, okay. But
I don't have any friends that are boy. At least I do. Never mind.
Yeah, you do. So we're not going to say names. I know. So you know who I'm talking about, Emma. But there's a website here that I showed Jacob in the last episode. And so I'm going to show it to you real quick. It's loveisrespect.org. That's pretty easy to remember, right?
Yep.
So take a look at it. What do you see up here?
I see it says dating basics, and this is this abuse, and it says can get help, no, and then it says take action.
Okay, and then what about if you need to talk to somebody, what do they have up here?
Call 1-866-331-9474 and text love is to 22522.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then you can even do a live chat.
That's cool. I'll
yeah. You gotta have an issue to talk about. Oh man, she just opened the live chat. Jacob wasn't gutsy enough to do this.
Aww.
Oh, you gotta put in information. So what name do you want to be used or called by? Oh wait, I was gonna read that off.
Okay.
Because I've never clicked as far. I just know they had the chat. Actually, that's pretty new. The last time I saw this, it had the text line that they just added to the hotline, and I had tried it out, and I told Jacob about that, where I texted them, and they responded. They said, hey, tell us your gender, your age, and are you safe? And so I replied with, yes, my name is Jerry. I'm 38 years old. I'm male, and I'm safe. And they cut me off. And I was like, because it's a teen hotline. This is a teen dating advice place. So, yeah, on the chat screen here, it says, what screen name do you want to be called by? Not exact words. Are you in a crisis right now? What's your age? What's your gender? What's your race or ethnicity? And then how did you hear about us? So that gets the whole process started. And then somebody who's about somewhere between 16 years old and 25, 26 years old. So high school age, college age gets on there and they'll chat with you. And they're trained. They go through a rigorous training to be on the chat. And they're volunteers. So that's the chat. Same with the texting hotline. I've heard of actually suicide hotlines that are starting to do that.
What's a suicide hotline?
Where people call in because they're thinking about hurting themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And for teenagers, a lot of those have added a texting hotline where you can text in because texting has 100% read rate.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if you call somebody, it gets thrown away. Or if you email somebody, it gets thrown away. Or if you call somebody, they screen their calls. But texting usually gets read all the time. So they've actually saved a lot of lives by texting. Some dating basics. There's some stuff on here like what is dating? What is consent? What do I look for in a girlfriend or a boyfriend? Yeah, it talks about some older stuff here. But here's an important one, setting boundaries.
Yeah, I don't like the one that's too up.
And then there's a quiz here. Check this out. Healthy relationships quiz. All right. You want to take that real quick?
Am I a good partner quiz?
You want to take the flash version or the text version?
Flash.
Okay, because that's whatever the cool. It's like the cool interactive one. Hopefully we're still recording. Let me check real quick. Yeah, we're still recording. Good. All right, so we're back. I'll let you take over the clicker thingy that I guess everybody calls that a mouse and take the quiz. And we're going to read out each question. So you want me to read it or you?
Me. The person I am with is very supportive of things that I do.
Well, you're not with anybody, so pretend you have a boyfriend. Let's pretend your crush is your boyfriend. Keep in mind, you're only 11, and this isn't going to happen for a while, but let's just pretend. Let's pretend your crush is...
Hashtag yes.
So you said yes. All right, the person you're with encourages you to try new things, yes or no?
Is there, like, a sometimes button? There should be a sometimes... I guess yes.
Okay.
The person likes to listen... Yeah. Understand that I have my own life, too.
Okay, the person you're with understands that you have your own life, too? Yes or no?
Uh-huh.
Say no on some of these just to see what happens.
Really?
Yeah, because you're not really with this guy, and we're just hypothetically. So read this one out.
Oh, actually, that is true.
Okay, the person you're with is not liked very well by your friends?
Not really.
Okay, then click yes on that one for real. Okay, the person you're with says you're too involved with different activities. Okay, read that one out.
The person I'm with texts or calls me all the time.
I heard of a person, she actually would call her boyfriend at like 10 o'clock at night.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd have to leave. Basically, they'd leave the call open the whole night because she wanted to make sure he wasn't calling anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And wanted to hear him sleeping. Is that healthy or unhealthy?
Not really.
Or straight
healthy.
Up psycho.
That's straight up psycho because if you don't trust him like that, then he shouldn't be your boyfriend.
Yeah, exactly. That's like beyond unhealthy. That's like straight up psycho. Okay, so texts or calls you all the time.
Not really. I'm not a really big texty person.
Okay.
Thinks I spend too much time? No.
There are a lot of questions here.
The person I'm with gets extremely jealous or possessive? No.
Okay.
The person I'm with accuses me of flirting or cheating? No. The person I'm with constantly checks up on me or makes me check in. Sure, sometimes. Yes, possibly. Controls what I wear or how I look. No. Tries to control what I do and who I see. No. Tries to keep me from seeing or talking to my friends and family. No. Has big mood swings. Gets angry and yells at me 1 minute, but is sweet and apologetic next. No.
Okay. Hey, look, little hearts fill in at the bottom as we progress. Oh, there's a progress bar. That's so cool. Okay, okay. I'll let you get back to this.
Tries to keep me from seeing or talking. Oh, I just answered that.
Okay.
Puts me down, calls me names, or criticizes me. No. Makes me feel like I can't do anything right or blames me for problems. No. Makes me feel like no one else would want me. No.
Okay, just click the rest for the sake of time. So just say no to all of the rest. Gotta leave some suspense for whoever's listening.
Dun, dun, dun.
Is that the last one? Ooh, yeah. Just get out of that one. Okay. Mm. All right. So it gives you a score at the end, and you scored 5 or more points. And it says, if you scored 5 points or more, you are definitely seeing warning signs and may be in an abusive relationship. What? I don't like this guy.
What? I pushed no one in, though.
I know. Well, we just randomly clicked through, like, the last 7 questions, too.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
True.
So you might have picked up some extra points here. So remember, the most important thing is your safety, so consider making a safety plan, and it has a hyperlink. You can go make that if you don't have to deal with this alone. So you have loveisrespect.org, you got the chat line, you got the texting hotline, you got your friends, you got some adults hopefully, and you know, number one resource that you have already, even though you don't have Love Is Respect all the time,
you're my parents.
Yeah,
like a good puppy.
I'm like
just
a puppy.
Kidding. You're better than a puppy.
I'm better than a puppy.
You're better than a puppy. Yeah. You don't stink.
Yeah.
And you don't poo in the grass.
No, I use a toilet.
You poo in a big boy toilet.
So. Big boy toilet. That's a good Miranda Sings impersonation.
Hey, should we probably get to the Q&A
part? Oh, yeah, the Q&A. All right, so that's loveisrespect.org. I just wanted to show that off to you because I showed it to Jacob, and I just thought, you need to know.
So, cool.
All right.
Okay.
All right, so you have a question for me?
First?
Yeah, what's your question?
Okay. How do you feel / how do you like my contact? How do you feel about them / how do you like them?
Well, I'm not wearing them, so they feel fine to me.
No, but how do you feel like about me? Like,
I think it's cool. Like, it throws me off a little bit because you look grown-er-upper. You licked me again. Ah. So I take it back. No, I'm kidding. I get to see more of your face. Like, the glasses are quirky on you. And so it's like...
Yeah, I was trying to do, like, a nerdy thing, like, make a nerdy face and push my glasses up. But they weren't there, and I just poked my face, and it hurt.
Yeah, I do that all the time. Like, I grab my glasses from the rim, the outer rim, and I push them up instead of through the bridge. And when I had contacts on, I would like, kind of pinch the air in front of my eyeball.
I went to go scratch my face like this, and I, like, went over. Like, I went like this.
Yeah.
So but there was nothing there.
It takes some getting used to.
Yeah.
But I think it's cool. It's fun to watch you get frustrated taking them out.
It's so annoying. No, taking them out, I'm fine. Putting them in, I put it on my eyeball. I hear it suction. I take my finger, and it's still on my ding-dang finger.
Yeah. I feel your pain because when I first got contacts in 2003...
That's when I was born.
That's when you were a baby. And as soon as I got back from Iraq, first thing I wanted to do was wear contact lenses.
Iraq.
And
Why?
Because I broke all my glasses while I was over there. And I was like, that's it. I'm done. And I'm getting out of the army. So I may as well learn how to wear these things. And you know how long it took me to put on my first pair on my own?
Whenever I did it, Mom was like, shoot, that was quick.
It was quick.
It took Dad like 2 hours.
It took a long time, yeah.
I'm guessing 2 hours.
I think the first day I wound up having to go to work wearing glasses. So it was like all that effort, you know, all that money, and I had to go wear glasses the first day anyway.
The person didn't tell you how to do it?
No, they did. And it took about half an hour at the store with them giving me coaching and everything. But then, you know, 12 hours later... out the window, and it took me about 2 hours to finally get it on my own. And it was the same thing. Like, I'd put it on my eye and think, oh, I got it. And then I removed my finger, and the contact lens was still on my finger. I'm like, oh.
Like, I can get my finger in there. I'm not scared of it. And I leave it in there, and I look around. I hear it suction. Take it out. And it's still on my finger. So annoying.
Oh, man. So tell us how you feel about your contact lenses.
Oh, gosh. I love them.
You're wearing them right now, aren't you?
Yippers. It was like love at first sight. Wink, wink, sight.
I see what you did there. You're real punny.
That was a pun too. No pun intended. I'm just kidding.
Wait, but yeah.
Because you're not punny. Yeah. So you're not funny and pun.
Well, that was more of a play on words, though.
Yeah.
Not a pun.
Yeah.
Yeah, earlier we were just talking about our, I don't know if it's a pet peeve, but stop licking me. Gosh. That's why I don't shave. So anyway, we were talking about our pet peeve where like people say no pun intended, but they didn't actually say a pun in the first place.
One time Dee was talking and she said no pun intended, but there wasn't even a pun. It wasn't even a funny like topic.
Yeah, we need to figure out what's...
And by the way, Dee is my auntie. She's on the episode of Dee.
Yeah. Hopefully she doesn't listen to this show, other than when she's on it. She wants to be back on the show, and then when we tell her, hey, we'll set up a time, and she kind of flakes on us.
Because she doesn't have the time with Evan.
What, a whole new baby or something? It's just...
You are so mean.
Ow! You just poked me.
Yeah, that's pretty hard.
That was. In my fluffy parts.
That's not fluffy. That's pretty hard.
All right. Oh, so you ready for my question for you?
I'm so ready.
Okay, so I'm actually going to...
Not only am I going to go with you.
Ask you a question.
Oh, I thought you were going to say I'm going to Houston or Dallas or wherever you're going.
No, well, I am going to Dallas in a couple of weeks for work, for training. It's kind of cool.
I just said May, but I meant March.
Yeah, March. Okay, so my question for you, actually, I wanted to see what your take is on it.
Mm-hmm.
Last week, I asked Jacob the same question, so I'm going to ask you.
Oh, gosh. He said he doesn't like serious questions.
Yeah, so this is a serious question.
Oh, gosh, no.
Yeah. It's that or pick on Meghan Trainor.
Yeah, I love Meghan Trainor. I'm all about that baby.
That was the song. Okay, so... Let me ask my question.
Okay, whatever you want.
All right. Actually, you know what? What is that song about? All about that bass?
The booty.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So...
I think...
Yeah.
Because she says, I ain't no size 2, but I can shake it like I'm supposed to do.
So are you, that song basically, are girls supposed to shake their booty?
Yeah.
And for whom?
For whom?
Yeah. Like, what's the rest of the song talk about?
Boys.
Huh?
Boys. Like, she says, like.
Are you saying bays?
Boys.
Oh, boys. Okay,
she
yeah.
She says, like, no Barbie doll. So if that's what you're into, then go ahead and move along.
Yes, because Meghan Trainor's not a size 2. She's a little bit more fuller than that, right? Yeah, there you go. Lyrics.
Okay, I'm going to read the lyrics.
And Metro Lyrics, that's a good one.
I always use Metro Lyrics.
I usually go to AZ Lyrics.
Oh, we could do that too.
Yeah, either way, I go to Google first. All right, okay. So because you know I'm all about that bass, no treble. Okay, so that's all she says. Okay, did you scroll down just now?
No.
Oh, okay.
Scroll things down are a loading.
Bit. Oh.
Yeah, it's pretty clear. I ain't no size 2, but I can shake it like I'm supposed to do because I got that boom, boom that all the boys chasing, all the rap junk and all the rap. Like,
okay, so it's very much about.
I'm seeing magazines, working at Photoshop. Okay. You know that ain't real. Come on now, make it up.
Okay, so. A couple of things are said in there that I'm not a big fan of. But what are some good things about the song?
She says, like, I'm not no size 2, like, she doesn't care.
Okay, so yeah, it's a positive body thing, right?
Yeah.
Not a stick figure, not a silicone Barbie doll.
Silicone Barbie. Okay. I like the way she says silicone in the song. It's like, silicone Barbie doll.
I see the magazines working that Photoshop.
So she notices it.
So she knows that stuff ain't real?
She knows that stuff ain't real.
Okay.
Actually, she knows that ain't real.
Yes.
You got fuzzies.
I got fuzzies, because you keep... breaking that thing over here and it blows over here. Okay. Ah. Okay. So there's some good things in here. She's calling out like the beauty industry.
Yuppers.
Photoshops the women that you see on magazine covers.
Yuppers.
That Barbie doll is not a real representation of a woman's body.
Yuppers.
Wait,
I saw this thing. If like Barbie dolls are in like real life, they'd have like a 2-foot long neck or something like that.
Something like that. They probably wouldn't be able to survive.
We could get songs on Amazon Prime.
probably. Oh, yeah. Stupid ads! As we had an ad in this episode. All right, so...
I'm bringing a motorbike!
But here she's saying that, you know, she's got all the boom boom that all the boys chase. So what are the boys supposed to be chasing?
The booty boot.
Okay.
And the boom boom, apparently.
So if we're supposed to be chasing the booty, then why does it matter whether or not I care about what's on your mind?
What does that mean?
If I'm just chasing booty, like, if I'm just chasing mommy for the boom boom, the booty,
the boom boom, I like what you say.
Why should I even care about what's on her mind or in her heart or who she is as a person?
Well, because you're different than all those peoples.
But all the boys are supposed to chase booty. Right?
You're not a boy.
Well, I was a boy.
But you're not anymore. When you were a little boy, did you chase booty booty?
I wasn't very good at it. In fact, a lot of times I never even tried. I was just too scared and stayed.
Exactly.
Yeah. But that pressure was there. Like, God, you're supposed to be chasing girls all the time. And I was like, you know, I like girls, but I've also been told that I'm supposed to like them for their minds and their personality. And
I feel like the girls have, like, the harder parts because they have to wear all this makeup. Like, it's almost like a law that you're supposed to do it, because if you don't, then other people make fun of you. And, like, who cares what they think? No, it's not like that.
So even though people say it's about what's in your heart and in your mind, there still is that real pressure to look pretty according to somebody else's standard.
And the boys could just walk out of the house, sometimes not even brushing their hair, and nobody would get made fun of. But the girls, they have to comb their hair, do it all nice and pretty. I don't know where I'm going with this. I had a point, but I forgot.
Well, it's on topic, though. And,
yeah.
And guys, in a way, we do have to stick to a uniform. You know, like... Yeah, what kind of shirts does Jacob wear at school?
Aeropostale.
Aeropostale. They're what, t-shirts, polo shirts, and on occasion, a button-up shirt, right?
Mm-hmm.
What if he wore a blouse? What if he called his shirt a blouse?
He'd be called an old little grandpa, because that's what grandpas called him.
What if he decided to wear a dress to school?
He would have to change because it's against dress code.
Okay, so there's kind of like a man uniform too, right? A boy uniform?
Dress code for school.
I don't think Jacob wants to wear a dress to school, but I mean, it's almost like unacceptable. Boys don't wear dresses. It's kind of like that wallet you made for me that's teal and pink. Remember we got flack about it from a couple of uncles?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they were like, oh, you don't give daddies that. You know, they freaked out. But anyway, So back to this song. So Megan says some good things. Like, she's calling out the Photoshop in the magazine. She's calling out the Barbie dolls. But... what about the girls who are skinny? Are they good girls, or are they...
They're B words.
Yeah, they're skinny Bs. And so, like, for Meghan Trainor's song to embrace a full figure, look, it's almost like they don't make a bad guy out of men who say they have to be skinny. They're making a bad guy out of other women who are skinny. So it's like you vilify women to... Okay. What are you saying?
Okay, listen to these lyrics. I'm bringing booty back.
She's bringing booty back.
Bringing booty back.
We are patiently, not so patiently, waiting for movie night. So hurry up.
Okay.
Okay.
We're recording here. Yeah. Okay.
Wait, I need lotion because I about scratched my leg off. Sorry.
Oh, that's hot.
Okay, it says, I'm bringing booty back, so go ahead and tell them skinny bees, hey, no, I'm just playing. I know you think you're fat, but I'm here to tell you that every inch of you is perfect from the bottom to the top. So even, like, skinny people think that they're fat, but she's telling them that they're perfect.
Exactly, yeah. So even, you know, like, I'm glad you pointed that out, because here I'm thinking, like, this whole time I thought that this song said that for women who are full-figured to feel good about themselves, they have to make skinny girls feel bad about themselves. But then that one line right there, you know, kind of...
Because she says, hey, no, I'm just playing.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's pretty cool. What I'd love to have seen this song do is go beyond just the physical thing. But, yeah, that's still the thing that bothers me about this song is that...
Everything bothers you about every song. Just
no, not really. I like that song, Happy. Geronimo, I love that song. I don't know what it's about except falling in love and jumping. I guess it's jumping into love. Oh, yeah, I think I figured that one out. All right, those Australians aren't so clever after all.
I love your face when you notice that. You're like, hey! Like, it was like a light bulb went off your head.
It was so
cute. I wish you could have seen your face. All right. It was cute.
So, yeah, I mean, overall, positive song, but a couple of little things. And it was like, why is the value of a woman still based on her physical beauty? So here she's trying to redefine physical beauty. And it's like, gosh, in a way she has to, because the world expectation is that women fit a certain mold. And here she's like, no, I'm not playing that. I'm redefining it. But she's still in that box of she has to look pretty. So to be pretty, she has to redefine what physical beauty looks like. Anyway.
You should really... Oh, what was your question, though? I don't think
we... That was mentioned. It. What do you think of that song? What does it mean?
Oh.
That was my question. And we actually had a pretty good conversation there.
Wait, you asked Jacob about that song?
No, I asked him about how would he define respect. So...
Well, it's not really the same question, though.
No, it was totally different because you said you'd rather talk about this song. So I was like, all right, cool. Let's talk about this song.
No, but what was the original one?
How would you define respect?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Cool. We'll do that one another time.
You only get one question.
Yeah. All right. So do you want to keep talking about the song or are we done?
I think we're done.
Yeah.
I'm kind of tired.
Hey, you know, parents, if you haven't, like, just take in a look at lyrics and talk them out with your children, your teens, you might actually learn something. You know, I learned something from this song, and I thought I knew it all about this song. And
I just liked you again.
You did. Dang it. All right.
That's like the fifth time.
Tell them something before we go.
I like pickles, and I want to go eat one right now after we finish recording.
That's a good idea.
I'll share one with you.
We're out of popcorn. But yeah, let's split a pickle.
Okay.
Cool. All right, guys. Movie night, family time. Listen to us on episode 53, and thanks for listening to 52. Share it with your friends and family.
Last word. Bye. Bye, bye, bye. I want the last word.
We'll keep talking.
Okay, I want to ask you. Do I just click the second?
No, you click the stop. It stops.
Ready? Set. Bye, 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 bye.